China and Pakistan have had a very close relationship, which goes back to the early 60s. And initially, Pakistan was China's sort of lifeline and eyes and ears to the rest of the world. So they played a major role in the normalization of relationship with the West and the United States in particular. But this relationship has been changing over time. It sort of cooled down a bit, but I think it's been revived in recent years as China has taken a more dominant economic role and sees now Pakistan as not only an opening to the Middle East, which it is, but also as a bulwark against perhaps India. So I think there are geostrategic interests that China has with Pakistan. And on Pakistan's side, it's been a very close relationship, and they've relied on the Chinese for technical assistance as well as financial support in times of crisis. So they do see Chinese perhaps as an all-weather friend.
And that's true. Prime Minister Gilani Hale, in the beginning of his trip, said China is the best and most trusted friend Pakistan has. What does this mean for the United States, especially in the wake of the death of Osama bin Laden?
Well, there's no way that China will supplant the United States, despite the trust deficit which now exists in the Pakistan-U.S. relationship, which is quite understandable. But the United States has a major both military and economic purveyor of support to Pakistan. And I don't think the Chinese can fully fill that role, though, Pakistan government is obviously trying to look to shore up its bases of support in the event that there is a complete breakdown in the relationships with the United States. I really don't think it'll come to that, because the United States needs Pakistan and Pakistan needs the United States. So it's a marriage of convenience in a sense. But they are trying to shore up the bases. Mr. Zardari went to Moscow, immediately following the bin Laden event, and now the prime minister is going to China. So they're really trying to see what alternative areas of support. The management of the economy has been so poor that they really are going to be dependent on foreign assistance for some time. Basically, it's economic, but also, geopolitical, strategic.
It is obvious that the U.S. and Pakistan have such a strong military relationship.
Yeah.
But what about China and Pakistan? I know China has been supplying weapons to Pakistan, and they also have a nuclear relationship.
Yes, I believe that's the case. The Chinese have seen Pakistan as, sort of counterweight to other powers. I mean, the United States, India. And, there's no dispute, no territorial dispute. I think Pakistan is the one country in the vicinity of China that it can totally rely on, in a sense. So, they have sort of dubious relations with a number of their other neighbors, Koreans, Japanese, Vietnamese, Indians. It's strategic convenience. You can think of it like like a big aircraft carrier stationed in the Middle East.
What makes them so reliable?
I think it's a confluence of interests. They've got no sources of friction, and both need each other. So I think if the United States relationship is a marriage of convenience, this is one where they both want to cohabit, in a sense.
And what does this mean for India? They're another key player, and the U.S. and India have been strengthening their relationship.
Yeah, and the consequence of that, I think, is also that China and Pakistan have strengthened their relationship. It had cooled down, a few years ago, when China started normalizing its relationship with India. But I think in the long run, Pakistan also has to think about burying the hatchet with India.